In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattaksmiti jnanam apohanam cha Vedaishta sarver ahameva vedyo vedanta krid veda vedeva chaham. Krishna's to be known in all the Vedas. That means he's hiding in there. He's hiding in the Vedas. Only those who have proper direction can see him. So now we're going to read together the eighth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, and we'll see if we can discover where Baladev is hiding in this chapter. What page? Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. You're just on time. We're going to recite chapter 8. It's one you already know, right? What page? 365. Okay, now be aware where Balaram is in this chapter. And we'll find out from you after we finish. So we'll chant the Sanskrit and the English. Arjuna vacha kim tad prama kim adhyatmam kim karma purushottama adibhutam cha kim proktam adidhaivam kim uchite. Arjuna inquired, O my Lord, O Supreme Person, what is Brahman? What is the Self? What are fruit of activities? What is this material manifestation? And what are the demigods? Please explain this to me. Adiyagya katam kotra dehesmin madhusudana prayana kale chakatam geyo siniyatatma bihi. Who is the Lord of sacrifice and how does he live in the body, O Madhusudana? And how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Aksharam Brahma Paramam Sabhavo dhyatmam uchate bhuta bhavod bhavakaro visarga karma sangjitaha. The Supreme Personality of God had said, the indestructible transcendental living entity is called Brahman, and its eternal nature is called adhyatma, the self. Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of living entities is called karma, or fruit of activities. Adibhutam sharo bhavaha purushaschadi daivatam adiyagyo hami vatra dehe deha bratamvara. O best of the embodied beings, the physical nature which is constantly changing is called adibhuta, the material manifestation. The universal form of the Lord, which includes all the demigods, like those of the sun and moon, is called adidaiva. And I, the Supreme Lord, represented as the Supersoul, in the heart of every embodied being, am called Adiyagya, the Lord of Sacrifice. Antakale chamameva smaran bhukva kalevaram yaprayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra shangshayaha. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Yang yang vapi smaran bhavam tajatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti konteya satatad bhava bhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha mayarpata manobhutir mami vaishyatya sangshayaha. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. Abhyasa yoga yuktena Chetasa nanyagamina paramam purusham divyam yati partanu chintayan. He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, is sure to reach me. Kavim Buranam Anushashitaram Anuraniyam Samanusmared Yaha Sarvasya Dataram Achintya Rupam Aditya Varnam Tamasaparastad. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as the one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, and who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun, and he is transcendental beyond this material nature. Prayana kale manasachalena bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva ruvor madhye pranamavesha samyak satam param purusham upaiti divyam. One who at the time of death fixes his life air between the eyebrows and by the strength of yoga with an undeviating mind engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yadaksharam veda vado vedanti vishanti yad yatayo vitaragaha yad ichchanto brahmacharyam charanti tate padam sangrahena pravakshye. Persons who are learned in the Vedas, who utter Omkar, and who are great sages in the renounced order, enter into Brahman. Desiring such perfection, one practices celibacy. I should now briefly explain to you this process by which one may attain salvation. Sarvadwarani samyamya manohridi narudyacha murdhyantyayatmana pranam astito yogadharanam. The yogic situation is that of detachment from all sensual engagements, closing all the doors of the senses, and fixing the mind on the heart and the life air at the top of the head. One establishes himself in yoga. Om ityekaksharam brahma vyaharan ma manusmaram yaprayati tyajandeham sayati paramam gatim. After being situated in this yoga practice and vibrating the sacred syllable Om, the supreme combination of letters, if one thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and quits his body, he will certainly reach the spiritual planets. Ananya cheta satatam yomam smarati nityashaha tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yukyasya yoginaha. For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Pritha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. Mam upetya punarjanma tukalayam ashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmanaha samsidhyam paramam gataha. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is full of miseries because they have attained the highest perfection. Abhrama bhuvana loka punar avartinorjuna mamupetya tukonteya punar janma navidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Sahasra yuga paryantam arhadya brahmano viduhu ratram yuga sahasrantam teho ratra vido janaha. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together form the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his night. Avyaktad vyaktaya sarva pravavatyarharagame ratyagame praliyante katrayvyak yaktasamjake. At the beginning of Brahma's day, all living entities become manifest from the unmanifest state, And thereafter, when the night falls, they are merged into the unmanifest again. Bhuta kramas evayam bhutva bhutva praliyate ratyagame vashaparta pravavatya haragame. Again and again, when Brahma's Deva arrives, all living entities come into being, and with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are helplessly annihilated. Parastasmat pavo nyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanaha yatsak sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu navinasyati. Yet there is another unmanifest nature, which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. Avyakto shara ityuktas tamahu paramam gatim yam praptya nanivartante tadama paramam mama. That which the Vedantists describe as unmanifest and infallible, that which is known as the supreme destination, that place from which, having attained it, one never returns, that is my supreme abode. Purusha sapara parta bhaktya labhya swananyaya yasyantastani bhutani yena sarvam idam tatam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotion. Although he is present at his abode, he is all-pervading and everything is situated within him. Yatra kali tvanavratim avratim chaiva yoginaha prayata yanti tam kalam vakshyami bharatarshabha. O best of the Bharatas, I shall now explain to you the different times at which, passing away from this world, the yogi does or does not come back. Agnir jyotir ahashukla shanmasa utarayanam tatra prayata gatshanti brahma brahma vidojanaha. Those who know the Supreme Brahman attain that supreme by passing away from the world during the influence of the fiery god, in the light at an auspicious moment of the day, during the fortnight of the waxing moon, or during the 6 months when the sun travels in the north. Dhumo ratris tata krishna shanmasa dakshinayanam tatra chandramasam jyotir yogi prapya nivartate. The mystic who passes away from this world during the smoke, the night, the fortnight at the waning moon, or the 6 months when the sun passes to the south, reaches the moon planet, but again comes back. Shukla krishne gatihyete jagata shashvate mate ekaya yatina vrittim anyaya vartate punaha. According to Vedic opinion, there are two ways of passing from this world, one in light and one in darkness. When one passes in light, he does not come back. But one passes in darkness, he returns. Naite sriti parta janan yogi muhyati kashana tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukto bhavarjuna. Although the devotees know these two paths, O Arjuna, they are never bewildered. Therefore, be always fixed in devotion. Yedeshu yagyesu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya palam pratishtam atyeti tat sarvam idam vaditva yogi param stanam upaiti chadyam. A person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing sacrifices, undergoing austerities, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these, and in the end, he reaches supreme eternal abode.